I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Jesper de Jong.
I'm Henry Larsson.
I am Francisco Cerundolo. And you're listening to the Games of Love podcast.
Hey.
I'm the most guilty of playing freely during practice, but then going to pieces during the match and playing very passively. This new app by Apeak Tennis, it changed the game. One session and I was already hitting with more controlled aggression on the court.
If you spend 5 to 15 minutes of focused time utilizing Apeak Tennis, then over time you will expand your mental skills and start playing great during competition. Apeak Tennis is led by a legendary and world-renowned performance psychologist, Dr. Jim Layoff, who helped 17 athletes become world number one, including Novak Djokovic, Andre Agassi, Jim Courier, Monica Seles, and Arantxa Sánchez Vicarion. At Apeak, their mission is to make mental training accessible and affordable. For less than $6 a month, billed annually, you can start winning more matches and enjoy the game in the process. Plus, this offer comes with an additional 7-day free trial. So if you are unhappy, you can cancel for free. Apeak Tennis is already used by so many top US college teams and top players. Tennis is full of fine margins. With Apeak Tennis, it does give you the competitive advantage.
Apeak Tennis. Take care of up there.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. It's the women's draw preview for Roland Garros. Hope you like that little promo from new sponsor of the channel, Apeak Tennis. They deal with everything to do with your mental health in tennis and can really help you improve your match on the tennis court during match play. Isn't that right, JG?
Yeah, I highly recommend downloading it. You get a 7-day free trial. It supports the channel. And of course, it is a very, very good app. We only really do collaborations with apps we feel we like and has some positive influence on the world. And these certainly do that. Ben's been using it, playing me, and he's been putting the playing a better player, which I am. And it's helped him. I mean, he come very close. He was 5-3 serving for the first set after using it just once. So I don't know if it's a placebo effect or if something crazy happened, but it definitely did work. So highly recommend using it. Just give it a little trial. And yeah, let's get into the video.
Yes, I'm excited for this one. We had the men's draw preview yesterday. If you haven't seen that yet, it is a good one. So go check that one out. That's just on our channel. And I'm going to post a little snippet later on of the big quarterfinal matchup, just in case people don't want to trawl through it and find the potential Rafa Novak matchup. But this one, it's all about, not about a foot. This one is about a pole, in pole position on the tour, and can anybody stop her? She's got the real tough draw, really, really tough, but can Iga continue the unbeaten streak that she's currently on? It's going to be a tough one, but I'm looking forward to it. Probably, I was going to even say this to you. You know how my sort of alliances with sort of men's tennis have sort of been, I don't know, it's been tough for me since Andy Murray fell from the top of the game. And I've sort of found myself in sort of no man's land, trying to pick somebody to really support. And with not the big three, I find Iga, like, it's a bit strange. Like, I'm drawn to her more. I have like stronger feelings towards her than I do towards any of the big three. And it's a bit of a crazy feeling, like, for me, because I don't really get big on players from overseas that often in my life.
Just that, you don't really have favorites like that. You had Andy Murray, but it's great that Iga's doing this for you. She is a special talent. She's won 28 matches in a row. She's won so many Masters in a row now. She's only won the one Grand Slam, which is Roland Garros, not last year, the year before. Krajicová is the reigning champion here. She is back. We've not seen her since February. We don't know what to expect for her, the second seed coming into this one. But Iga's the big story. And I am really excited to get into this draw preview. We were talking about the men's yesterday. And I know we've got Almino in saying, I haven't watched the men's prediction yet, but I heard you guys were bickering a lot on that one. And yes, we were. There was a few heated debates, to say the least. We're going to be posting a snippet of that later on. And this one, if I'm honest, I don't think it's going to get as heated. I really don't, because with this, there just seems to be Iga and the rest of the play. Doesn't seem to be the four contenders like there is on the men's, where you've got Nadal, Djokovic, Tsitsipas, and Alcaraz. With this, it just seems to be Iga and the rest. However, there is some names which I want to make a note of. Ons Jabeur, she's looking great. Won a Masters. Got to the final against Iga. Played quite well as well and still lost in straight sets, but was encouraging. Sakkari, semi-final here last year. Could go one better. I think she's looking good at the moment. I don't want John Silk to beat me in the bet we had off stream, which is that Ons Jabeur is going to have finished higher in the rankings than Sakkari. Not sure how that one's going to play out. And, of course, Krajicová coming back. I don't know. Raducanu looking good on the clay. I think Andreescu is an exciting prospect and sort of my dark horse before I've even looked at the draw. But let's get straight into it. And the best place to start is with this, Ben.
Indeed, it is. The TNNS app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, then you must download it, because this is what we're doing our fantasy brackets on. And you can win $500 for the women's and $500 for the men's. So you could walk away with $1,000 in prize money after both of these tournaments have finished. There's no reason not to enter. It's free to enter. All you have to do is just go on the app store, jump on there, type in TNNS. Again, it's the fantasy button at the bottom of the screen. And then just find the Game to Love League as well. Join our league and see if you can beat myself and beat JG as well.
Yeah, I was giving it the big one on the men, saying I'm going to win it. This one, I'm not so sure. I don't think I'm going to come close on the WTA one. But best of luck, everyone who does enter. I'm going to be honest. I would love to see one of our regulars win this one. Just one of the people we always see in the live chat. Maybe like a Gene or Alexi or an Almino. We've got Ray in as well. Kaz, I wouldn't mind. Cross-court tennis. One of these guys. Listen, I want one of you to win this whole thing. I'm going to be cheering for you more than me and Ben. I'm going to win the men's, but I'll let you have the women's.
Oh, good to me. I don't mind. As long as I can get one, I'd be impressed. Normally, my brackets, as long as I forgot to enter either both of the women's last week, which means you've got 2-0 against me there, which is a bit disappointing. But after seeing some of the results, I don't think I would have done very well anyway. So maybe we could use that new function that Tennis were telling us about. There is an autofill function, and apparently using this for the women's actually gets you better results than actually picking yourself. So I might be using that for the future draw previews. I'll just let JG talk and I'll just hit autofill.
It's funny, Ben says that the creator of this app, the guy behind it all, he often enters the women's brackets, and what he does is just press autofill, and he finds he gets a better score when he presses that than when he actually thinks about it and puts in the bracket. So it does work, not completely random. If you are to press autofill, it looks at some different algorithms and head-to-head matchups and seeds and different variables to work out a matchup. So you're not going to just get like sort of, I don't know. You're not going to get Shunk winning the whole thing, basically.
Well, she's not even in it. So you're definitely not getting Shunk winning. She's out in the last round of qualifying. One of my qualifiers to watch tumbles by the wayside. That was the risk. I put a risk in picking someone who's not yet qualified in my qualifiers to watch. The risk.
Are you left with 19. Two? So Ben's left with two qualifiers to watch. Let's get into the qualifiers. So just as a recap, let's see all of the qualifiers, Ben.
Yeah, let's have a look at all of these qualifiers. Oops, sorry, this one.
So here they are. So we've got Baptiste, we've got Arina Barra, we've got Bjorklund, we've got Bonaventure, we've got Buxa, we've got Contreras Gomez. Don't know much about her at all. We've got Danilovic, we've got Grammar. Well, this is one for you, Ben, to pronounce.
Grammaticopoulou.
There we go. Perfect. We've got Krunic, we've got Marino, we've got Niemeyer, we've got Noskova. Come on, number one. Noskova, for those who don't know, is my number one qualifier to watch. We have Selekemetova. We've got Tizarenko. We've got Vekic. We've got Zou. We've got all these great qualifiers. Vekic is my number two. And my number three was, you have to scroll up.
Niemeyer.
Is it there?
Niemeyer's near number three.
Niemeyer. Oh, they're all there. All of my ones. And you've got Tizarenko left and just Niemeyer.
Yeah, that's it, mate. My number three tumbled out to Hayley Baptiste. Wasn't an easy last round match, but I thought she might be able to get it done. But never mind. And Serenko, as we know, you'll find out who she's playing in her first round match. So let's get on to the past winners, though.
Let's get into who they're going to be playing. We're not jumping the gun, Ben. We're doing the same as what we did on the men's. And I want to see who Noskova's got. Is it a big draw? Is it someone she can beat?
I don't know, mate. I think could have a work cut out for her. Right, here we go. Here are who the qualifiers are playing. Swiatek for Serenko. So
one of Ben's qualifiers, Drouiga. And listen, when I saw that, I was laughing so hard. I knew one of us was going to get Iga as our qualifiers to get pitted against. And you've got Tezarenko. I bet you regret picking her.
Well, it's like yours in the men's. You had Offner, but playing Zverev. And we knew that was one of the ones everyone wanted to avoid. So it's just frustrating. Well, look, Kalinina, that's who Shunk would have been playing Kalinina as well. So it's like both terrible draws for what would have been my ones going down. I think the big one, we're not seeing it there on the screen yet, but there it is. Just to reveal it at the bottom.
Noskova versus Raducanu. For those who don't know, Noskova's 17 years old. So she's a young gun, younger than Raducanu, and she won Roland Garros last year as a junior. So she's got some pedigree here. She's coming into this one after qualifying, looking good on the clay courts, and I'm hoping for big things from her. I think she's a future real big talent on the tour from Czech Republic. Watch out for Noskova. And then our other one that we both have, I believe she's on the next list.
Apologies. Do I have to go down?
Yep. Just go down.
There you go.
So we've got Niemeyer there, right at the bottom against Sloane Stephens.
Not the worst. It could be better, but I think that she could have enough in the tank to get Sloane out of there. It could be a lot better, though, to be fair. There's a lot of ones that I'd have picked. I'd prefer to be playing like Gauffi or Hadadmeyer, maybe even that Bjorklund Vekic. That's one of your ones there. You got Vekic as your second, is that right? Yeah, I don't think that's an easy matchup, though. Bjorklund's been looking pretty good, to be honest, in the qualifiers. Yeah. So
not easy, but I think Vekic has it. I think I'm going to do you, mate, on the women's ones, the women qualifiers.
You've got one
out already.
Yeah. I've only got one.
The one's playing Iga, so that's pretty much
it. Well, if my one does well, then you're doing all right as well, because it's your
next one. I've already beaten you on the women's qualifiers, but the men's still up for grabs.
Serenko wins the whole thing.
Let's have a look at the previous winners, Ben.
Let's go on to that. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
We've got Renata quickly just saying, I'm waiting to see Noskova. Listen, I feel a lot of people have never seen her before, and I've bigged her up so much. You've got to remember, she's playing Raducanu. Ben's not seen her. It's going to be really fascinating. We're going to be covering the match.
Yeah.
Apologies for all the Raducanu fans. I'm going to have to be cheering on Noskova. She is my number one qualified.
Doesn't matter who was playing. I think you'd still be cheering on.
I wanted Raducanu to go for a few rounds at Roland Garros. That's the honest truth. But now, the problem is people who won't watch this draw preview are going to assume, JG's going against Raducanu again. The reason is, it's Noskova. She's my girl. They're not going to realise that, though, are they?
Isn't it mad, like, how many good players come out of Czech Republic as well? We've had the Fruvitova sisters as well. Like, there's just so many.
Linda and Brenda.
That's what I mean. And obviously, Klaichikova, the reigning champion. She's from Czech Republic as well. It's a bit mad, like, this level. But there's something that doesn't really surprise.
Kondrasova, final in 2019.
Maybe this is where we need to go next on GTL. Go to the Czech Republic, because I feel we thought it was pretty amazing how many people playing in Croatia. I think it's probably going to be even higher if you go to a Czech Republic, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a real tennis nation. Let's look at the previous winners. Barbara Krejcikova, reigning champion, beating Pavlyuchenkova in the final. It was pretty convincing as well. Iga, She won it 2020. We've got Ashley Barty, Simona Halep, Ostapenko, Muguruza, Serena Williams, Sharapova. I mean, listen, look at these names. Just scroll down a little bit, Ben. You can see it's every year there's just different winners and different finalists. It's not like the men's at all, is there, where it's just Rafael Nadal with the odd Djokovic here and there, sort of in the final. There's just literally an array of people. We had Serena Williams and Sharapova sort of thereabouts for a few years. Apart from that, mate, it's just been the who's who. Anyone can win it.
Yeah, I'd say the only person who looks like they're in there a few times is Halep. Like, she's won it once and then been to the final. Yeah, a couple of times there. But in recent times, looks like you've got a couple of Czech players in there, Vondrousova, Klaichikova. But yeah, it's very much potluck, isn't it? Hopefully, well, I'm sure Iga's hoping that she can create a Rafa-style, leaderboard here and then make it just a big Polish flag down this side for the next few years.
It could be. Let's have a little look up.
Yeah.
Some of the older names. Schiavone, the Italian, I remember that one. Henin, she was pretty good here. Capriati won it in 2001, beating Karsius in the final. Steffi Graf, 99. So she won a few, right? How many did she win?
I don't know in total.
It's quite a few.
Yeah, bare amounts. Look at it, she keep going back. Yeah. She's still winning. I go all the way back to Navratilova.
These ones.
That's it. Well, no, we go back a bit further.
Here we go.
This is the one.
Yeah. Who was the first person to win now? Because we did it on the men's.
Well, look, you can see.
And just for people, do you remember the name? Was it S. Briggs or something?
H. Briggs.
Briggs won it on the men's, and he was a British guy. Didn't know his first name. No one knew who his first name was. This one, it was just all French women.
Yeah, it just literally just seems the French just dominate. It was all just French versus French, it looks like, for the first 20 years, maybe even longer. And then finally, a Brit got into the final. Kitty McCain-Godfrey. Look at that. The first.
She got eager, though. Look at her. Yeah. 6-1, 6-2.
By Suzanne Longlin, obviously. Ooh. The court named after. Look how many she's won as well. Look at that. She had a great stretch there, winning it. 6 times out of 7 years there. Pretty impressive.
Well, nice.
There you go.
We've got Anko in saying H. Briggs settling the GOAT debate.
Maybe a new song coming out, the H. Briggs song coming out very soon. Anyway, take that off. And let's get into the draw proper. Make sure, everybody, that you remember to enter your brackets. I'm going to be trying to remember to do mine so that I don't miss the whole thing. It's always a bit of a pain. I'm going to have to do it straight after please remind me. Right.
Yeah, I'll give you a reminder. So everyone, download TNNS, Apple or Android, free to play. You can win $500 on this one. First up, the number one seed is going to be Iga Swiatek on this crazy run. And right at the bottom, we've got Barbara Krejcikova.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. Ben's qualified to what? Surely you have her going through a few rounds. Tezarenko, does she beat Iga?
I feel like if she didn't have Iga, she might win or at least get to the final. But because it's Iga, I'm sorry, Serenko.
Oh, you're knocking out your qualifier already. I mean, why pick her if you're going to knock her out first round?
There's part of me that wished that, even though it didn't work last time when we even knew who they were playing and I tried to be clever, it still backfires when we don't know who they're playing as well. So I don't think I can win either way.
All right. So, Alison Risk, Yastremska. I'm going to go Yastremska.
Yeah, I think I've got to have at least one Ukrainian going through. I can't just knock them all out, can I?
Go on, I'll let you fly through a few of these.
Right, Shmaidlova versus Kucheva. I'm going to go Shmaidlova here.
I don't know.
It's a tough one.
I'm going to go Kucheva.
That's a tough one. This one's actually a real tough matchup. Samsonova versus Danka Kovanich. Kovanich has been playing quite well. Has Samsonova tricked us? I still don't know if it was a one tournament wonder.
She was so good that day.
I know. I think we've still got that in our minds.
We'll go Kovanich then.
Nah, I don't think she's on the same level.
Are you going to copy me? All right.
Halep.
Simona Halep to beat Cunha. I like her.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to go Qinwing Zheng to beat Zanevska.
Yeah, I'm going to end with you on that.
I'm going to go Cornet. This is my sort of one to watch. Watch out for her.
It's in France.
She's going to beat Misaki Doi.
Yeah, I think so. Ostapenko to beat Blonzetti.
Yeah, I'll take that. Although Ostapenko's not really transitioned to the clay. And I mean, so far, we're just going for all favourites here, I've noticed. That doesn't happen. I mean, you need to be a bit more. Just remember what you're doing, Ben. Don't get roped into it again.
I know.
Ostapenko, she could lose to Bronzetti. Wouldn't it be that shocking?
Well, Ostapenko's not on a very good run. She's lost her last five matches, I think. Six
That's
matches?
What I'm saying. So, did you see Sophia Kenin the other day, that clip I sent you?
No, I haven't seen that. Sorry.
You don't. I feel like you don't watch anything I send you.
You send me so much. It's like in amongst like 1,000 things. And you're like, did you look at it? Like,
basically, she was playing and she just didn't run for it. Like, and she was just standing there. She was walking around, didn't care. It was terrible. She's probably going to get fined.
Like me in the sun. I'm going to go Pegula to knock out Wang. Pegula could have a good run here.
Yeah,
Kalanina to knock out Baptiste.
Yep.
I'm going to have Sharif to knock out Kostyuk.
Oh, that's a big call. I'm going Kostyuk. I'm not having that.
Say it as you see.
I'm not having that Kostyuk slander.
I like Kostyuk, but Sharif's been playing well recently. I think that she could do it.
So Danzig, semi-finalist last year.
Yeah.
Put that into perspective. Semi-finalist last year.
I know, but...
Who's going to be this year's semi? It's going to be some crazy name. I just know it.
Yeah, it's going to be like Claire Liu, maybe.
We've got Gene saying Bronzetti to beat Ostapenko. I think that's, listen, it's not a crazy call. I can see it happening. It's mad to think Ostapenko's actually won Roland Garros as well.
Bit bizarre, isn't it?
I'm going to go Alexandrova. I'm going to go Paolini.
I'm going to go Begu here.
Are we going to go Gene? Gene in the chat.
Gene, do what you say. No, I'm not. I'm going Paris. That's
so you're knocking Gene out. The
Sorry,
world.
Gene. Knocking you out, Gene. Knocking him out.
Yeah, I'm going to have Paddy's as Diaz as well. Sorry, Gene.
This is the big one.
Is it?
Yeah, Pliskova versus Andrian Jadvitrimo. I've actually been following some of her progress, weirdly enough, like just because I saw that she had a good run. But I don't think she's very hot. She's like ITF level.
I'm going Pliskova.
She's been doing all right. She lost to Juvan yesterday.
No.
But I still feel like she's beaten a few good players this week. She beat Kostyuk and Pera this week.
Oh, Fiona Ferrer. I mean, this is actually a tough first round match. I mean, there could have been a lot easier wild cards. Fiona Ferrer, as we know, after the COVID, she was the best player coming back out of it. She won, I think it was Palermo, straight off the bat.
Yes.
And she was playing great. She had a clay court in her house and she was just looking great, played through COVID and was unstoppable. So this is a tough match for Badoza. I'm going to have Badoza beating her.
Yeah, I feel like she really fell off, though. She went like, and now she's playing just ITFs these days. And not. That's a bit of a fall from grace. Maybe she just caught everybody cold when everyone came back from COVID.
I'm going to have Juvan here.
Yep. Sorry, I don't really know.
Krunic.
I'm going to go Rakhimova.
Okay. Rack him up.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kudermetova to knock out Zhu.
Me too.
I'm going to have Kalinskaya knocking out Madison Keys here.
Why is that then?
Don't know. Quite like a bit of Kalinskaya. I think
has Keys been playing?
I don't know. I'm just going off gut this one.
Yeah, well, you don't always do that. So let's have a look. In the Italian Open, she lost. Yeah, no, I'm having Madison Keys. Okay. She's going to beat Kalinskaya.
She's lost her last three. Okay, it might be a good call. Who knows? Taylor Townsend versus God. I'm going to go with the French. If in doubt, go with the French.
Taylor Townsend. Who did she beat recently? I think
probably one of my players.
I was watching. I think she's put on a bit of weight.
Oh no! Not fat shaming Taylor Townsend, are you?
No, but I'm not sure what she's been playing. ITF.
She just won an ITF. She beat some okay players in there.
I'm going to put Taylor Townsend through. Go on.
Wow, the home crowd aren't going to like you.
No.
She could do that.
Volyabik beating Volinets.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
I'm going to go Rybakina.
Same.
Collins.
Yeah. Tom Rogers. Over's a lucky loser. I'm going to go Martin Sova here.
Okay. I'm going to go Udvardi here.
I can't even see the name of this. This is the one that we don't really know much about. Contreras Gomez, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not very familiar. I might take a punt. I'm going. I don't know who you are, but I'm just going to have a little.
I'm going to Udvardi for Jamie Vardy. Do it for Jamie.
Great reason to pick someone. But this one, we didn't know who this Contreras Gomez is. By the end of the tournament, we might all know who she is. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. I don't know much about her either, actually.
Kasatkina, I'm going to have to beat Peterson.
Yep, me too.
Oh, no. It's one of my
old... Zhang. I'm definitely going Zhang. I'm knocking Georgie out first round. I'm sick of her.
No. I prefer her on the clay. I'm not going to
lie. I think her attitude stinks, man, at the moment. I don't think she's interested in tennis. I can't see her going very far.
I think she's...
Apologies to Gary if he's listening. I know he has Georgie winning most events.
Oh, don't. Every time I put her through, she loses.
I think Gary fancies her, to be honest.
Oh, no. He's stitching Gary up in the live chat. What's going on? He's going to watch this.
We're getting into Roland Garros time now, mate. The Nadal-Djokovic rivalry is alive and kicking.
That's true. Right, this one, I know one of your favourites, Aryna Barra. She's up against Putin Saber.
Show her the door.
There's part of me thinks that she's like, we're going to write her off after that performance we saw from her, and she's going to just somehow win matches. I don't get how she's doing.
One of the worst matches I watched, actually, and she won, but it was terrible.
The level
was terrible, quality.
It was just like moon balls and just the softest hitting.
Maybe they were both injured. I'm not sure. It was pretty bad. I'm going to have, this is bad for Brengo. I'm going to have Buzarescu, the lucky loser, knocking her out.
What, even with the flat serve from Brengel?
Yeah, lucky losers taking it.
I don't know about that, mate.
Didn't we watch the Buzarescu play against Serena Williams here at Roland Garros last year?
I remember watching her play, yeah, for sure. I don't know if she's as good as she was playing last time. I'm going Brengel because I think she's not playing as well as when we were sort of big on her last year.
I'm going to go Saba, Ons.
Yep, pick themselves. Trevisan to beat Dart. Sorry, Dart.
Savile.
I'm going to be picking Grammaticopoulou here.
Oh, maybe you should have had her as a qualifier to watch then.
I was told you, I was thinking about it. It was a weird one because I went Shunk because I was thought maybe the 19. I saw her, she played all right in one of the...
That's a bad one.
I know, it's not a good
one. That is the scat off this year. If John Silk is listening, make sure you include Shunk in the first episode because it is a terrible pick from Ben. Didn't even get through the qualifiers. You're not watching her, are we? She's out.
Shunk. She shunked it up, didn't she? Right, down to the next one. Kvitova versus Bondar. Could we see a Czech player falling?
I might have used a knockout of seed, mate. Having all your seeds flying. No, they're all flying through.
Kvitova likes.
1, 2, 3, 4. You just know it's happening.
I don't think I'm going to have Kvitova going out that early.
No, he's a seed. Put her through.
You've got her going out?
No, I've got Kvitova as well.
Oh, okay, weird. Kerber, some people were saying maybe a potential dark horse for the whole entire tournament. Mate, do you think that's possible?
No, but I'll put her through this round. It's a nice draw.
Has she just been playing in Strasbourg? She's into the final there.
I'm putting Kerber through.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go Giacomo to knock out Watson, I think.
Horrible.
That is a bit of an upset for the books.
I'm not standing for that.
So Giacomo is actually Roland Garros junior champion as well.
There's part of me that just sort of agrees with you and I just feel bad. I don't really want to go against, but she just got double breadsticked off Lynette. I think I'm going with you. No.
Well, apparently Bondar's retired.
Ah, what,
she's just
tennis?
Retired from a match.
Oh. Well, we have her going out anyway. So
yeah, so it's all good.
Thanks for that information. Sasnovich versus which Wang have we got here?
Xinyu Wang. I think, I don't know if that's the... No, I'm going Sasnovich.
I'll just go off your top. Oh, we got the big one. Here we go. It's the big one. No guesses for who I've got to pick from this one. I'm not going to be putting JG's qualifier.
Yeah, listen, Ben, listen, don't just dismiss her like that. You don't know anything about her. So she's an unknown entity. Radu Carney won the US Open as a bit of an unknown.
So you've got to win in the whole thing. This is just announced. We don't even need to finish the draw preview. JG has Noskova winning.
Mate, listen, I've not watched her that many times and there's some very bad results in there. Can she beat Radu Carney? I'm not sure. It's a really tough draw. But listen, I have to put Noskova through because I've been bigging her up. I don't think this is the wise selection to be doing.
Jean's in. He's like, Noskova to beat Emma.
Listen, I can't big something up that much and not go with it. So I'm going to have to stick with it. I'm going Noskova to win. And listen, the draw opens up nicely. Might even take out Sasnovich as well. Well, Vamos de Nos.
JG hates the British. Confirmed. All of the Brits going out in JG's bracket.
Well, I might have one Brit going through. Do we have any left?
I don't think so.
I think they're all out, yeah.
Yeah, sadly. It's a classic JG bracket. Bit of Brit hate in there. Love it.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have Emma winning the whole thing anyway, so...
You know me. God, how can she not win it? That's what I want to know.
Well, listen, I'll be. If you don't put Emma to at least the quarters, then you're just a bit of a fraud. Because you always say to me, Emma in a Grand Slam's a different prospect. She never loses Grand Slam matches.
She did great
She's
in Australia.
She's so good in Grand Slams.
She did great in Australia.
She had blisters, Ben. You made a big excuse for it. Oh, it's
she terrible. Might have blisters in this tournament
Oh, she's
going to
have blisters again, is she?
Maybe.
Another injury. Injured heart, maybe, or injured ego this year, I reckon. Let's move on.
Should probably pick up another sponsor from a first round win, or maybe even just a close first round match. Who knows? Bencic to knock out Yanni, the lucky loser. Andreescu to knock out Bonaventure. Don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Just gave it a little bit of a twang there. Siniaková Martic. I'm having Martic to knock out Siniaková here.
Yeah, me too.
Big on the Croatians since coming back.
Big up the Annie.
Madlenovic, yeah? She's one of your top...
I'm putting Leila... Listen, I'm glad it's Madlenovic. I don't like her either. So I'm going Leila Annie French. Fernandez. You're not a big Fernandez fan, so I wouldn't be surprised if you have her knocked out here. Let's have a look.
Why? I like Fernandez. What are you talking about? I had her going deeper in tournaments than you recently.
Listen, if Raducanu meets Fernandez in your bracket, I'm really fascinated to see what you're actually going to do.
I think.
Are you a man of your word? Or are you going to bottle it? Are you going to stick with your convictions?
Wait and see, won't we? Yeah. Who's got the most bottle on the clay courts?
Well, let's see how much bottle you have here. Naomi Osaka and Isimova.
And Isimova.
He don't like Osaka at all.
Not on clay, I don't.
What? Yeah, but you're really dismissive of her, man. She's doing press conferences this year. I was just watching her.
Okay, I changed my mind. Osaka definitely wins. Oh. I'm going.
I was watching that. She said she thought it was a dream, and then she got faced against the Isimova. Oh no, a nightmare! I forget what did she say exactly, guys? What was her exact terminology? But she was saying something in the press conference, and I was laughing quite a bit.
She could win, but I've not even seen her play on the slow clay courts yet this year. She's only played Madrid, and she lost to Cerebres Tormo there in straights. I don't know. For me, Anisimova, she's done pretty well. In Rome, she had three convincing wins and took Saba to three as well. So I'm going to go.
I'm going to have Osaka knocking out Anisimova. Shock. Here.
There's always.
I think she's ready. She's pumped. She's
always favors Osaka.
Go,
Naomi. Never change. I've never seen Osaka go out first round in a JG bracket. So much. Raducanu go. Osaka favored above Raducanu. Every bracket, right? I'm going to be having Bjorklund tonight.
Oh, that's just you're so childish, man. You do realize you are childish because you're only doing that to go against me. There's no reason why you're going Bjorklund.
Yeah, but I want to cheer Bjorkman up.
So you just want me to lose. You don't even care about my picks. That's basically what you're saying.
What do you mean? No, I thought she played well in her qualifying matches, mate. What are you talking about? Have you not been watching her recently? She's just...
Donna Vekic is doing her anyway. I'm qualified to watch for a reason.
Bjorklund won an Orlando ITF recently. Very impressively.
Okay.
I know. Well, okay. Anyway, moving down.
I'm going to go Mukova here.
Yeah. Sorry, Walker. Not Clara Burrell. Your girl. A bit French. Could we have an early seed tumble? I don't think so. Sarkri's playing really well.
I'll have Kontavi. That's a tough one, though.
That's not a nice draw for Kontavi at all, is it? It's a horrible draw for Annette Kontavi. I think I might have an upset.
Oh, Ben's got a seed going out.
I think I'm
going
to have an upset here. Sorry to Gene. Sorry for this, Gene. I know you're going to hate me. But it's his girl, Kontavi, and one that I really like. But I just got a weird feeling. Tomjanovic is a horrible draw for people. She's like a bogey player.
Fair enough. I was close. Buzkova, Lauren Davis. I'll have.
Do you have Sharma or Kurcheva?
I said Sharma.
Okay. I'll go Sharma as well. Right. Lauren Davis versus Buzkova. I'm going to go in Buzkova. Or Cyrus versus Mertens. I think Mertens. Go on then.
What's she been doing? What is she losing
to Juvan?
I mean, I've not seen Elise Mertens. She's played doubles in Strasbourg. Didn't even play any singles. She played doubles in Istanbul. She played doubles in Miami. I mean, when was the last time she played a singles match?
She did play. She lost to Pera in... no, sorry, that's Ruse. She lost to Juvan in Strasbourg. She would beat Monet, and then lost to Juvan, but... The first.
Oh
real
yeah,
test.
Sorry. I'm on the sing. Yeah, I was on the wrong bit. So Strasbourg. Yeah, she did beat. Yeah,
not the best players though.
Just don't know. She lost to Pettersson, Walkover, in Istanbul.
Oh, Roos.
I'll go Mertens just for a round. I love Coco Gauff here. Yep,
definitely, I like.
Can we go
Coco
Anne Gauff. Lee.
I'm gonna go Van Uytvanck here. Sorry, Anne Lee.
Meyer.
I've still got flashbacks from when Anne Lee let me down at the last tournament. Haddad Meyer. Yeah, I'm going to go Haddad Meyer as well. No, actually, I'm changing that. I'm going to go Buxa.
Okay. This is a big one. Kanepi Muguruza, Ben.
It is a big one. Oh, my word. I forgot this was one of the matches. Excuse me. I think... My God, this is horrible. Muguruza's where did she play? Played in Morocco, didn't she, recently?
Well, I'm going to cut straight to it. I'm going to go Kai Kanepi to knock her out.
I don't know if I'm brave enough.
Mate, it's Muguruza. No. She's done out, mate.
I don't know. I think she can win a match. I don't think she's going to go that far.
Well, you're going to have a bit of Buxa as well. You're going to have her on a little run. you're going to find Muguruza.
Oh, no, she's going to end up somehow. In the final, probably. You know that always happens.
Mate, she just sucks this year. I agree with cross-court tennis. I'm not having her.
So there are going to be people shouting at her from the crowd as well. If they give it to Osaka, they've got to give it to Muguruza as well. Right, Azarenka to knock out Bogdan. I'm going to have Ocean Dodin to knock out Petkovic here.
No, I'm going to go Bogdan. Azarenka can go out as well.
What? Kicking out Azar?
Wait, let me just see what Bogdan's been up to, because if she's been pretty terrible, I'm not doing it.
She's been all right. She lost to Haddad Meyer, but she won three matches before that.
Linet, Fierro. Yeah, all right, I'll have Bogdan then.
All right.
I'll go Petkovic.
Okay.
I'm going to go Danilovic.
Same here.
Teichmann.
Same here.
Sestea.
Always on a JG bracket. Sestea.
The Maria's a good pick if you was brave enough.
I don't know. There's part of me that I don't know how. We covered her on a watch along, didn't we?
We've got a button for her. I mean, we've watched her. She's not bad.
I don't think she's good enough to convince me. She's lost her last two matches as well, so I don't know. But Sestea's lost her last four, so I don't know. Pick your poison.
Well, I'll go Nima here, my qualifier to watch.
Hell yeah, baby.
Serrano and Krajicica from the bottom.
Yep. Diane Parry. No one's favouring Diane to take over. What's Diane done recently? Lost to Kerber in straights, lost to Freck. And the last time we saw Krejcikova was in Doha on the hard. The last time we saw Krejcikova...
It would be hard for Krejcikova because she doesn't really get the crowds anyway. And playing a French person in the first round is always just not a nice draw.
I don't think it's the worst person to be playing, though, to be honest.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse French players.
Yeah, I'm going to have Krejcikova going through. The last time she played on clay, though, was the final of Roland Garros last year. That's a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah,
right, let's get back to the top. We feel like we're... sort of slowly getting through this. Now we can start firing a few of these off. Right, Iga. We got two Ukrainians in a row. Is she going to be putting more heartache into the Ukrainians at the moment? I think she is. She's knocking another one out.
Yeah, me too. I'll have Samsonova.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Halep.
Yeah.
Ostapenko.
I'm going to have Cornet.
So you're going bigger on Cornet than me.
Yeah. I don't know. It's in France. Quite funny. I just feel like there's... Ostapenko could go out first round as well here. So you've got to take that into account.
Okay.
I'm going to go Pegula here.
Let me have a little look.
All right.
Kalinina.
Kalinina's good, but I still feel Pegula's better.
So Kalinina beat Madison Keys.
Madison Keys.
Beat Radu Carney, didn't she,
living
Kalinina?
Living in JG's head. Rent free.
Might go Kalinina.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Kalinina, yeah.
Kalinina.
I'm going to have Zidancic here as well.
Zidancic, eh? I think I'm going to go Sharif.
Okay.
Another seed.
Zidancic likes it here, though.
As you said in the early parts of this, we never see the same names twice. So I don't think we're going to see her name there again.
Fair enough. Alexandrova here.
Yes.
I'm going to go Pliskova.
I love this. JG's newfound love for Carolina Pliskova. I'm doing the same. I feel that she's got enough, probably too much for Perez Astiaz.
Like, Doza could head out against Kaya Juvan.
That is a real big match. Kaya Juvan playing so well. Will she be tired, though? She's into
maybe a little
final.
Bit.
That's what I mean. Like, Badoza's rested up a little bit. She hasn't been looking that good, though, I don't think, Badoza of late.
I'm going to put Badoza through this one.
I've got to, I feel like people are going to get on my back.
I keep saying you have to. You don't have to do anything. Just because you picked her as world number one doesn't mean you have to win. You don't have to have her win in every single bracket.
I want her to do well.
Yeah, but this is not about wanting. This is not about desires, Ben. This is about winning $500 and keeping your house heated in these very difficult months. In the UK at the moment.
Well, it's true. The cost of living is
paying the rent, Ben. It's not about who you want.
But those is going to be on the street. What are you doing to her? I have to write to her.
I'm going to have Kudermatova here.
Yeah, I've got her as well.
I've got Madison Keys.
Oh, this is the one we've got slightly different. I've got Kalinskaya versus Caroline Garcia.
Yeah, mine's all American. Madison Keys, Taylor Townsend.
Garcia. I don't even know what's been happening. I think I'm going to have Kalinskaya. I'm going to stick with it for a bit.
Yeah, look, we've got cross-court tennis and face it, Ben. She's not going to be world number one. I mean, it's already done, so why are you caring so much? We know Iga's going to be world number one. There's no chance anyone's not going to be.
You.
It's already
Stop
wrapped
ruining.
Up. She didn't play for the rest of the year. She's still going to be world number one.
I'm into Badoza one Roland Garros.
All right, well, you can keep dreaming. Let's see. I hope you put Badoza to win Roland Garros. I know you're not going to, though.
I know you're not good at it, though. I hope you put Noskova to do it. But
I'm going to have Rybakina to beat Golubic.
Yeah. Right, moving down.
Danielle Collins for me.
Yeah, I feel like her draw is quite good, to be honest, Collins here.
I'll have Kasatkina.
Do I put Contreras Gomez through again? I've not... just for the bants, I feel like Kasatkina.
You know, I just want to hear John Silk say I'll talk about her on the Silk Report.
Kasatkina. I'm gonna have Yulia putting Saber knocking out Georgie. Saber knocking out Brangles. The Brangle.
Yeah, go on. Saber to beat Buzanareska. I'll have Jabeur to beat Televizan.
Talking about Aunt Jabeur. I'm going to have... Nah, I don't think Grammatical Pulo's got enough. She's a good player. She's just not that powerful for me. I feel that Kvitova's got much more power.
Mate, I might be knocking Kvitova out here.
Who with?
I know how these draws go.
Savile?
I'm just having a look at who Savile's been playing.
Okay.
What's he been up to? Old Savile.
Good old Jimmy.
Not done enough, has she, really? I mean, not great on the clay. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to put Kvitova.
Okay, no problem. Czech player on the clay, I think, is a good bet as well. Giacomo versus Kerber, though. That could be...
Oh, you put Giacomo through as well?
Yeah, I did, because I said Watson has got a double breadstick in her last match. I don't like that. I know.
You're supposed to be supporting the Brits.
I've got one going through. I'm going to have Kerber to knock out Giacomo, though. I think Kerber's potential dark horse of the tournament, remember, JG?
Everyone's here we go. This is where it gets really exciting because I've got Sasnovic, Noskova. Noskova does it again. She's beaten Raducanu. Now she beats Sasnovic. Here comes the Nos. Let's go.
I'm going to have Raducanu beating Sasnovic. That's a tough one because you'd have to avenge a defeat against Sasnovic.
Here comes
Radu.
That
boring? Here comes this is
Radu.
More of a risk. This
here
is
comes
more, Radu. This is more risky than Noskova, I think.
You love a bit of Raducanu. She's definitely in your semis.
You get like a, what is it? Like you get sort of like a get out of jail freed by just picking Noskova, though. It's just like, she's not supposed to win, so I can put her through as far as I want. Whereas Raducanu, there's like a bit of a, she's 12 seed.
Stop making excuses. We all know just love Raducanu. You know, you think she's the best player in the world off stream. That's what you're always telling me.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I tell you my honest opinions here on the stream, whereas JG, very
BBC
much.
Ben.
Very much a, I don't know, bit of a shill, really. He's just feeding you all lies on these draw previews.
I'm going to have Andreescu knocking out Bencic.
Same here.
I'm going to have Leila Annie Fernandez knocking out Martic. Go on, girl.
I'm having Martic to knock her out.
Oh, here he goes. The hatred comes through yet again. We sense it with Rafa Nadal. He's not a fan. He pretends to be a bit of a Rafa fan. He's not a fan of Fernandez as well. He much prefers Raducanu. And yet again, it comes to fruition and he's shown his true colours. He's having Martic knocking out Fernandez. I've gone for the real fairy tale story of two Canadians playing at Roland Garros, Andreescu, Leila Annie Fernandez. I'm doing it for my friends of the Slice, my friends of Matchpoint Canada and all of the great Canadians out there.
Yeah, well, let's just remind ourselves of what Martic just did recently. She won four matches in Rome, beat Kontaveit, beat Mukova, and only just lost to Andreescu. So I think that's a good enough winning run recently to be able to get her past Fernandez.
Okay.
Anisimova. This is where Osaka goes through again for JG. So let's wait for this.
So I have Naomi Osaka, Donna Vekic as a qualifier to watch.
Surely Vekic, because she's a qualifier Osaka. To watch.
Unfortunately, my qualifier to watch will be going out. I'm going to have Naomi Osaka storming through the Roland Garros draw, slipping and sliding on the clay. She's doing press conferences now. Seems
she's
happier.
She's in the final now.
She's trying to go for world number one.
Is she a final in Madrid?
No.
Let's go back to those draws. No. I think she was in the clay court final. Did she win
the
whole
thing? Pulled out better, that one.
Bit weird. JG, the biggest Osaka clay court fan. Probably the only one in the world. Right, Sakari to knock out Mukova.
Ooh, I wouldn't skim past this one so quickly. I do like a bit of Mukova.
Maria
Sakari. I really do. Mukova...
Just pick Sakari. We know you're doing it.
No, I'm not like you, Ben. I just picked the biggest seed. I have a little
So once he's picked Mukova, we'll move on.
Mukova. Not sure.
Lexen, what's happening to you, JG? I'm wondering the same thing.
No, I'm going to go Mukova. I'm going to have Mukova knocking out Sakari here.
He hates John Silk. This is all it is John Silk hatred coming
through. No, it's not. I'm just saying, listen, all of you guys saying JG's lost the plot, this and that. Did you not see last year's Roland Garros? I mean, you guys don't ever learn anything. I feel you just always say the same thing. There can be shocks. Of course, Sakura is going to be the big favourite. I reckon, do you know what? I'm going to make a call. I reckon she wins the first set 6-1. I reckon she's 5-2 up in the second, loses 7-5, and then loses the third set. That can happen in tennis. It doesn't mean you've got to make some big calls if you want to win the $500, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to go over all the seeds. Ben's going to have 1, 2, 3, 4 in a line. He does it every bracket. That's what he does. That's why he's known as Boring Ben.
Well, I've got probably more seeds going out than you so far. So just because I don't have Maria Sakkari going out, one of the best informed players on the tour at the moment. But if you want to knock her out, that's up to you.
I don't think she's got the mental strength. I agree with Capricorn. But let's go.
It's the semi-finals last year, so she must have some mental strength.
Okay, Kontaveit versus Sharma. I'm going to have Kontaveit.
I'm going to have Tomjanovic because I've got Kontaveit out here. This is a big bracket deciding part here.
I'm going to go Elise Mertens to beat Bałuskova.
I'm going to go Bałuskova to knock out Mertens. Another seed tumbles on my side.
Ben's 31st seeds cut out. Big shot. Let's do a news video on it.
All right. Well, shock. Mertens, another one of JG's favourite players going through again. He never puts her out, as we know. Coco Gauff, I'm going to have going through against Van Uytvanck.
Don't mind if I do. I'll have Coco going through as well. I'll have Kai Kanepi here beating Hadid Maia.
I guess I'll have Muguruza.
I'm going to go Petkovic to knock out Bogdan.
Okay. I'm going to have... Yeah, I don't think Dodin's at the same level. And then I'm going to have the Tyke.
I'm going to have Tykeman as well. I don't have all these big names. You've gone for all the big names, all the names you love.
This next one, I'm sure you'll be having Sir Steyer going through. I've got Neymar going through.
I'm going to go Sir Steyer here.
Oh, shock. JG's bracket has Sir Steyer going through a few rounds again.
And I'm going to go Krejcikova from the bottom.
Yeah. Surely.
Go on then. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mate.
He's done it.
I don't think it's that simple on this one, is it?
It's for you.
How?
It's just in your name, mate. You can't help it. It's in your blood.
The jealous guy again, back again.
In the live chat? I can't see it.
JG, that's what it stands for, isn't it? Jealous.
I'm not jealous of your brackets. Right. I'll have Iga beating Samson over again.
What a shock, the number one seed. JG with his amazing genius prediction.
Halep to beat Ostapenko.
Oh, look, we got the same. He's copying me. Right, let's
move. I'm going to go Kalinina to beat Zidancic.
Pegula for me.
I'm going to go Alex Endrova to beat Pliskova.
Nah, not for me. I feel like Pliskova. She's coming to form now, JG. Come on, look. She was your new favourite on the tour.
I'm going to go Paula Badoza.
What? I thought she was terrible. I'll have Badoza in there. Go on.
I'm going to go for Rybakina.
This one's a bit of a Rybakina. If she's got a nice draw, to be honest. I don't think this is bad at all. She seems to get a lot of
We've got
nice
exactly
draws.
The same so far. Okay.
No, we don't.
You do?
I've got Pliskova.
Oh, okay. So just Pliskova.
Yeah.
Bigger seed. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go Kasatkina here to beat Daniel Collins.
Definitely.
Sabalenka to beat Putin Saver.
Yep. Sorry, Putin Saver. I don't want to be saving any Putins here. Yeah. Come on. Ons.
You can't claim her. I'm going to go Noskova here to beat Kerber.
I'm going to have going through here.
So Raducanu, what, Ben? Come on.
Oh, my God. She's his favourite player.
In a Grand Slam.
It's his favourite player.
Well, Raducanu is going to go out in a Grand Slam.
Oh, my God. Off stream, he's telling me that she was going to win it.
So with this matchup, Kerber-Raducanu. So with Kerber-Raducanu, is Raducanu going to pull out with injury or is she just not going to be good enough for Raducanu?
I don't know.
Kerber?
I just think that Kerber probably...
What's your prediction? We're doing some predictions here. So you reckon she's just going to struggle physically or Kerber's going to be too strong?
I think she'll just probably just beat her. She might get a close...
Is Kerber a better player than her, technically?
On her day, possibly, yeah.
Okay, so Kerber's a better player than Raducanu.
Yeah. She's done more in her career, that's for sure.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about career, I'm talking about right now. Oh. Better player, Kerber.
Don't know.
Okay, good soundbite. Let's move on.
Cheers for that. Cheers for slowing us down there on the draw preview. Right, okay, so we'll go to Andreescu Martic. I'm not going to waste too much time. I'm going Andreescu here.
Yeah, I'm going to have Andreescu as well, beating Leyla Annie Fernandez. This one's an interesting one. I've got Mukova Osaka. I'm actually going to have Osaka going out. I'm going to have Mukova.
What?
Continuing the charge.
Going out of JG's bracket. I thought she'd be in the final, mate.
No, just put Osaka through, Ben.
I'm not sure. I'm just going to have a look at the head-to-head.
No, just put Osaka. Put Osaka.
I want to see what the head-to-head is first before I make
And then you'll decision. Have then you'll have Osaka Muguruza the next round. Osaka's through again. Come on.
Right, let's have a look. See if they've ever played. When did they ever last play on clay? They played in Madrid. It's not much to go on.
Why are you doing that? We've got Capricorn saying Kerber actually has a great chance against Ons.
Ooh, see the Kerber love coming in there into the live chat. I think I'm going to have to go. It's a real tough decision for me, but I might go Sarkery on this one.
It's just something else. Conte beat Mertens. I'm going to go Mertens.
Two seeds there. I think you've got there in that. Oh, I've got two unseeded players in mine. I'm going to go Bałsakowa here to go through.
Okay.
Do you have Mertens, you say?
Yeah. I'm going to go Coco Gauff to knock out Kanepi.
I've got Coco Gauff to knock out Muguruza.
I'm going to go Teichmann to beat Petkovic.
Teichmann to beat Azarenka.
And at the bottom, Krejcikova.
I don't even know what Krejcikova is going to turn up. I don't even know if she's going to get this far. I'm going to go Niemeyer to knock out Krejcikova. I just don't know if Krejcikova is going to be in the draw, mate. I don't know if she's even back.
Mate, you just ended the chances of a 1-2-3-4 with that.
I don't think that she's going to get to the final or semis anyway, Krejcikova. She's going to go out, if not in that one, she'll go out in the next one.
Well, okay, so the next she's round
back
is...
back to an elbow injury, you realise.
The round of 16 we're at now. So the round of 16... Iga versus Halep, massive matchup.
It's huge.
Two players who do well at Roland Garros. Yeah. Iga in the mental form. Is Halep the person who can stop Iga's run? Let us know in the live chat as well.
Has Patrick got some tricks up his sleeve to defeat Iga? That's the question. It'd be interesting to see. And the head-to-head is 2-2 as well. Yeah. That, and the last time they played, Iga won, but the last time they played on clay, when was that? It was when she won Roland Garros. Yeah, remember they played in Roland Garros 2019. Halep walloped her 1-0. Then they played in Roland Garros 2020, and Iga walloped her 1-2. I think it's Iga though, because
saying Iga has a horrible road. I mean, her draw is so tough; it's just a terrible one. She'd have preferred to have been at the bottom. Well, she wouldn't have been at the bottom, but she'd preferred them players on the bottom in her half.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm going to go Iga as well. Kalinina Alexandrova. So I'm going to go Kalinina.
For me, I've got Pegula Pliskova. I'm going Pegula. I think that's a matchup. Hasn't that happened a few times? But can't think off the top of my head.
Badoza Rybakina. I've got to do it. It's my world number one. So I'm going to go Badoza.
She's a world number three, mate. Not world. That's my world number one.
Yeah, but I'm just doing what you do. You have to do it. She's going to win it. Yeah, she's got to win. Kasatkina Sabalenka.
I'm going Sabalenka. Yeah, definitely. I don't know why.
These is where the big decisions have to be made. I've got Ons Jabeur, Noskova. She could be getting a nosebleed at this stage. She's got very, very fast. 17 years old. This has been a great success. I mean, what a great event she's had already. Beating Radu Kanu, Grand Slam champion. Beating some big names to get here. Ons Jabeur, step too far. I'm going to have Ons knocking her out.
Oh, poor old Noskova. But she had a good run while it lasted, at least, didn't she?
Yeah, it's a great, great event for Noskova.
Well, Angelique Kerber. They've never played each other on clay courts before, these two. Only on hard and on grass. And it was Kerber, the winning player on both occasions. But this time, Ons is on big form. She's just come out of the back of two finals. Surely she's going to continue the run.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
So I've got Andreescu Mukova. It's a lot easier for me. I'm going to go Andreescu.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes it a lot easier for you. I think this is the one player in the whole thing, which I think everybody's sort of turning heads. Which is Andreescu. Like, what a crazy non-seeded player who's in form coming into this draw. This was the match I was fearing having to pick between. John Silk's probably already picked his one, I'm sure. Maria Sakkari. They're 1-1 in their head-to-head. Probably means nothing. They were both on hard court.
We do have Mark in the chat saying Kerber's playing today. She won't be rested. Interesting point. Yeah, cheers, Mark.
Quite possible. I think I'm going the same as you. I don't... What Sakkari did recently, where she fell apart in that match, was awful.
Ben, just put her through.
So I'm going to go.
Don't do it, Ben. Don't do it. You don't want to do it deep down.
Yeah, I do. I
that
actually
hurts. Listen, it does hurt a little bit inside. Not
really.
Out.
I'm a bigger fan of Andreescu than I am of Sarkri. I'd much prefer Andreescu.
Yeah, but Sarkri is your bracket girl.
She's the one who ruins all my brackets. Yeah, exactly. Great.
Well, she's so the one deep in every one of your brackets.
Exactly. So what? Sarkri look how well I've done.
All right. Well, I'm going to go Coco Gauff here.
Same.
Tweet Elise Mertens. I think Mertens overstayed her welcome.
And then down the bottom,
Tykman Krejcikova. I'm going to go Krejcikova.
I've got Tykman. I'm going to have Niemeyer. She had a great run. She probably handed out a few more breadsticks and bagels along the way. But that's
so we both put our number one qualified to watch into the round of 16.
Yeah.
So it definitely does have an impact on our selections. Them qualifiers to watch.
In the reigning champion.
Bye-bye.
Outrageous decisions being made on my bracket. Right, back to the top again.
Quarterfinal now. Quarterfinal time. And I'm going to have Iga knocking out Kalinina.
And I'm going to have Iga knocking out Pegula.
Badoza Sabalenka.
Oh, my word.
I'm going to go Badoza.
I'm not so sure.
What are you looking at, the head-to-head?
I always like to see their head-to-heads. I don't know. I just feel Sabalenka's not that same Sabalenka who was the misfiring server from not too long ago. They played just recently in Stuttgart and Sabalenka beat her in straight sets.
Yeah.
I think Sabalenka.
Ooh, big call. Ons Jabeur Andreescu. I'm going to have Ons Jabeur.
I think this is tough now. God, that was a horrible match. Oh, my word.
Jeez. I can see how mine's shaped up now.
I know who your final is already.
I didn't realise it was going to go like this.
I could predict it before we started.
I don't think you can.
I think I'm going to go for a punt. If you're going to win the $500, so you've got to go with it. I'm going to go Andreescu knocks out Ons Jabeur. It's a bit of a mad one. A
ballsy call. could happen. I mean, I don't know if they've played before, have they?
I don't know. I can have a quick look.
Would be interesting. We've got saying Iga Jabeur final. Let's just cut to the chase.
Exactly. You say my brackets are boring. God, he has the same final every time.
Well, we don't notice that yet. We really don't.
Let's have a look. Leads it one love in the head-to-head. Okay. There you go. So it was in Montreal on hard court.
Last one, Ben. Coco Gauff, Krejcikova. And you've got Coco Gauff, Tykman.
And I'm having Coco Gauff going through.
We did talk about this. Coco Gauff, not in great form, but her draw here is really great. Nice. She's got one of the best, I think the best draw out of everyone. If she's playing well, she has a real chance of going so well. Like, she could get to the final, man. She plays well. Oh, wow, God. What an opportunity for her.
I'm going to come out really early and ruin all our brackets.
I'm going to have Coco as well, knocking out Krejcikova.
Wow. So,
Reigning champ out.
She has to come of age at some point, Coco, in one of these Grand Slams. We're waiting for it. Right, I've lost the top of the draw now. Where is it? Okay.
There it is.
Saba versus, well, we've seen this recently. We saw how that match went. I feel like it's getting easier, my picks, as I go through. I'm going to have Iga beating Saba again. Probably 2-2.
Yeah, I'm having Iga in the final, beating Badoza. And at the bottom, Jabeur Coco Gauff.
And I've got,
have you got the same? No, you've got Andreescu Coco Gauff.
I'm going to go Andreescu. It's a bit mad. I didn't expect this.
And I'm going to go Ons Jabeur. So, yeah, I'm going for Ons Jabeur Iga. I mean, I can't help it. I don't know what it is. It seems to always happen. It doesn't matter what surface they're playing on. It doesn't matter where they're playing.
I can't believe
it. This is just the matchup.
Am I asleep still?
This is the matchup right now. I enjoyed Ryan. Oh, I thought Ryan was class. And, I'm going for Iga versus Ons in the final. You've got Andreescu, Iga.
Massive shock.
Which would be great. Listen, I've got Boring JGs in the live chat. How do you see it going, Ben? Do you have Iga winning or Andreescu?
Mate.
Andreescu pushed her close.
well, in one set, yeah. But I feel like this, when we go down the list after everyone's done their brackets, I'm going to be shocked if I don't see at least 75% eager picks. Like, it's probably going to be close.
I'm going to put my number out. I think it's going to be 83.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite a good one. Could be higher. Might be like 90, but I don't know.
I think 83% of GTL fans will be picking eager to win this bracket. And I'm going to be following them as well. I'm having eager beating Ons Jabeur in the final. So there we have it. Ben and JG on Game to Love have both selected eager to keep the run going and win Roland Garros. It's not a massive shock. She is the big favourite. I'd honestly just don't see her losing. I mean, it's a tough route. The Halep one could be... There's some tough ones along the way. Samsonova, Halep, Ons Jabeur, Badoza potentially. There's some tough matchups, but I'm going to be sticking with it on this one.
It's cross courts coming saying JG has become the thing he swore to destroy. The boring JG has emerged.
Yeah, well, listen, I'd love to see your one, cross court tennis. Please send them in on Discord. Ooh, and I'll have a little look.
Yeah, send it in.
Hoping you got what you got? Kalinina winning the whole thing, maybe? Someone excited?
We've got some Polish love there. We got Iga, Jazda there.
Two Jazdas.
That's it. And Mark giving a bit of Iga love as well there. Great to see. I'm hoping it happens. I've like sort of set my stall out from the start of the draw preview. The only thing that I wasn't sure is how the other side got on and who got there. I didn't really have a clue. You can see Andreescu. If she gets to the final of the French, that's going to be an amazing tournament for her. I really hope it happens. That would be probably the final I'd want to see.
In terms of dark horses, I think I'm not going to take your one. I would love to have my dark horse as Andreescu as well. What do you mean?
I thought you were going to take my one.
No, I'm not going to take your one. I'm going to let you have Andreescu because you got her in the final. Being very polite and cottage.
That's very nice of you.
Just very, very kind. I'm going to take Kasatkina instead as my dark horse. I've got her going all right.
Kerber?
Kasatkina.
She's going to win the whole thing.
If she does go out early, then John has to then take the mick out of my qualifier to what? Or my dark horse. But I like hearing him say Kasatkina, so it's a win-win.
It is a win-win. And Almino saying, you were the chosen one. You were supposed to destroy the boring picks, not join them. Oh, everyone's letting you have it on this one, mate.
I really tried. Lexi said, and I want the mean JG back. Listen, I don't know. It is what it is. Nozkova is obviously a close call as well for being my dark horse, but she's a number one qualified to watch. So she's already got that title. So I'll stick with Kasatkina. And that concludes our draw preview.
Woo! That was fun.
Anything left to say, Ben?
No, why not? On the women's, it's a bit of a free-for-all anyway. I'm just hoping that the one person who does remain in good form is Iga. I would love to see her win Roland Garros this year and just keep that run going. And maybe she can create your amazing prediction and get all the way and lose to Ostapenko at Wimbledon. If that happens, then there's something weird going on in the Matrix.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you everyone for watching. If you haven't already, hit the like button. It really does help us on Game to Love to move through the algorithms. So like the video, subscribe if you're new, and join us tomorrow. Roland Garros commences 10 a.m. We're going to be there. It's all kicking off. You don't want to miss it. Ben's going to try and make a promo. We're going to do our best. But listen, it's going to be an exciting tournament. We've got the men's and the women's. We'll be covering as much as possible. So thanks for joining, guys, and we'll see you in Paris.
See you there, guys.
Not literally.